Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Jesus prayed, said to God the Father, I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known. My friend, you can know God's will and please Him when you believe and follow Jesus Christ alone. Through Jesus, you can worship God in truth. Extremely important. The wrong things you do and say, your sins separated you from God. This is a very important fact that is stated throughout the gospel. Jesus, through His death, paid the penalty for everything wrong you did, because Jesus Christ had once and for all removed the barrier of sin which separates mankind from God. Jesus is the only way that you must take to be able to approach God, the Heavenly Father. You can't obtain God's favor without believing in Jesus, that He is your Savior. You need to follow Jesus Christ alone. This is just a fact. And that's why we worship Jesus. Jesus must be glorified, because when He is glorified, God is glorified. Exactly as Jesus prayed, according to His disciple John in chapter 17. Jesus prayed, Father, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Because when you believe in Jesus and follow Him, you will know God and enjoy God's presence. And you will have a relationship with God. That is why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. These words recorded in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said in John 16 that the Holy Spirit will glorify me. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus by convicting people of their sin, of rejecting Jesus, and by showing people Jesus' righteousness. It should be easy for you to see it, my friend. Jesus is the only man who lived without committing one single sin, according to the Bible, and the Quran actually agrees. And Muhammad stated that clearly. Islam teaches that because God is superior and exalted, God is totally and absolutely transcendent. Muslims believe in the Quran. Therefore, they don't expect to interact with God. They believe that God is far, far removed from us in a way that it is impossible to have a personal relationship with Him. According to so many Islamic teaching, which I studied in law school in Egypt and when I studied the Quran and throughout my life, God looks cold, aloof, arbitrary. Jesus came and revealed the good news. The gospel means good news. Through the person of Jesus Christ, my friend, through His coming and through His words, you can see clearly that God stooped down to our level to be close to us. Wonderful news. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, Prophet Isaiah foretold that the coming Messiah would be called Emmanuel, which is a Hebrew name meaning God with us. You can read this prophecy in Isaiah 7, verse 14, in the gospel recorded by Jesus' disciple, Matthew chapter 1. We read that an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. You can read the words I read to you in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 23. My friend, when you read Jesus' words, you will be encouraged to approach God in spite of your sinful condition. Jesus' words will guide you on how to have a personal relationship with God. The Bible reveals God as our creator, of course, our king, and our judge, yes, and our master. But also, the gospel reveals God as our bridegroom and our heavenly father. Yes, Jesus will show you how you can become a child of God. The gospel reveals God to be our shepherd. He is even our lover, the lover of our soul. That is the most wonderful news you can ever hear, and it is the truth. We need God, not only as our master and the creator and judge, but we need him as our best friend. And that's what Jesus revealed God to be, especially when we feel alone and we don't enjoy the love from the people we meet. We can go to God and we can enjoy his love and his companionship. The gospel revealed God, yes, as transcendent, also immanence. Jesus revealed to us that God desired to be active and present in our personal, everyday life. I pray this prayer every day. God, guide me. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to respond to this person? And God guides me. And God will guide you when you put your faith in Jesus and he becomes your father and your shepherd. Jesus revealed to us that God is interactive. Now I can interact with God. I can talk to God. I can hear his voice. Actually, this is a promise God gave us throughout the Bible. I can spend time with God. I can feel his presence. Not that I only depend on feelings, but many times God makes us sure 100% that he is with us. My friend, people don't know God. You will not know God without knowing Jesus. God is revealed to you through Jesus. Jesus revealed that God is humble. Jesus came and was born in a stable, in a manger. Most likely animals were there. Jesus taught us that we should humbly serve one another. For example, Jesus washed and dried the feet of his disciples. Then he said to them, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Jesus taught us, do to others as you would like them to do to you. People don't understand God's mind and God's righteousness. Jesus revealed that God is the King who came to serve us and save us. My friend, I invite you right now to put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Thank you for revealing yourself through the life and words of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I believe in you that you are my Savior. You paid the penalty for my sins, so I don't have to pay it. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I repent of my sins. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you for loving me and coming to save me through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials and congratulate you on the best decision you ever made and you will ever make in your life. You became a child of God.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.